kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Narito tayo ngayon sa Bayanihan Festival dito sa Brisbane, Queensland at papala tayong makakasama ngayon ang Philippine Honorary Consul ng Queensland na si Attorney Cheryl Gabotero. Magandang araw sa iyo, Attorney Cheryl.
Mabuhay and good afternoon.
Ayan. Nakikita natin ngayon na napakalaki ng komunidad Filipino dito sa Brisbane at inaasahan natin na parang mas lalo pang lalaki. Sa ngayon ba, Attorney Cheryl, gano'ng nakalaki ang Filipino community sa Queensland?
Well, TJ, the statistics with ABS, I believe, back in 2021 could have shown about 73,000 Filipinos, but our estimate now is we're looking at about 77,000 Filipinos in Queensland. So it'll be really interesting to see with the new census how many have actually migrated here and how many Filipinos now exist in our community.
Inaasahan ba ng konsulado na lalo pang lalaki dahil sabi mo may census na paparating ngayong taon?
Most certainly, and especially we can feel it in our office offering more consular services to those that are required with those consular services. Yeah.
Itong paglaki ng populasyon ng mga Pinoy, ano ba yung karaniwang mga trabaho dito ng mga Pinoy or mga international student ba o anong ang mga profile ng Filipino community?
Sure, so we have a really diverse Filipino community in all different type of professions. When I start with the students, you'll find that there's a lot currently in hospitality, but you'll see that there is a lot also doing a lot in health, aged care, child care, nursing, that's in high demand. And I can understand that the Queensland government is still looking to see for what type of community can actually service that. And you'd find that in our healthcare service, we have a lot of professionals, including doctors, but you'd find that mostly with established people in the profession rather than the students. So for students, we find it's mostly in hospitality for now, and then doing more in the health services. But you do have a few in engineering as well, metal fabricators as well. But those that have been established, like the first and second generation, you'd find them everywhere that you see. They're just part of the multicultural fabric in Queensland, including myself. I'm a lawyer. You've got a lot of engineers, accountants, yourself in the media. So we have a really diverse range of different professionals. And I hope to see more migrating from the Philippines, offering those fantastic skilled services.
Talagang nakita natin na iba't ibang sektor, ano, lalo na number one, ang kalusugan, ang health sector. Ilan din, may mga hamon din, karaniwan o challenges sa mga kababayan pagpunta dito sa Queensland o sa iba pang bahagi ng Australia. Dito sa iyong nasasakupan sa Queensland, ano yung karaniwang mga nararanasan nila?
Yeah, unfortunately, TJ, and we find it not only in our community but throughout Australia, housing is a major issue at the moment. So there is shortages in housing, and that's why there's a lot of houses that are being constructed, but we find that those that migrate from the Philippines directly to Queensland have some difficulties trying to place themselves. So it's very good. We've got a very good community here that can recommend where to be housed in that interim. And you'd find that they do a lot of house sharing as well with roommates, especially our international students. So that's one. The second one is discrepancies in expectations for studies here. So our standard of living is quite high, and unfortunately that expectation has not been advised to our incoming students. So with the consulate office, unfortunately, we've had a few suicides with students in Queensland, and we believe it could be from the different expectations. So our office is proactively going to the Philippines to work with Commission of Filipino Overseas to ensure that at least the students are aware of what to expect when they migrate here. Because sometimes it can be very lonely and isolating if you come here by yourself. But I'm very proud to say that we have that Bayanihan spirit, and you'd find, even with this festival, that there's so many people that once they know that you're Filipino, everyone's here to assist you in our community. So those are major challenges.
Yeah. So kung merong mga hamon, meron ding oportunidad na mga tagumpay din ng mga Pilipino dito. Ano yung mga pinagmamalaking ng Queensland ng mga tagumpay ng mga Pilipino? Mga oportunidad din para sa kanila?
Yes, there's massive success. I can actually say that one of my success stories is also with my assistant, Von Santos. And he's behind the camera at the moment, but he just graduated his MBA, Master's in Business Administration, and he's looking to migrate here in the skilled workforce. referrals. So you'll find that a lot of people, once they migrate here, they do very successfully. I'm so proud to say, out of all the ethnic groups in Queensland, I can attest that the Filipinos know how to really adapt really well wherever they are in the world and embrace the culture of the country that they're in. At the same time, be proud as a Filipino. So you hear a lot of success stories. My mother, she also migrated here a long time ago. Myself now, I have my own law firm and I'm also an honorary consul. So there's so many beautiful opportunities here in Queensland, Australia, and as a Filipino living in Australia. And I'm sure you can attest to that as well.
Yeah, okay. Maraming na tayong nakikilala at nakakapanayam din ng mga kababayan mula sa Queensland at iba't ibang bahagi ng estado, no, na talagang may mga inspirational stories o success stories. Ang konsulado ay may mga serbisyo din para sa mga Pinoy dito. Para sa mga kababayan na hindi pa alam yung mga available services na ito, ano ba yung mga aasahan o pwede nilang mapuntahan sa konsulado at makuhang serbisyo?
Sure. So mostly we service notarial documents. Let's say, for instance, you want to invite someone from the Philippines to here. We provide affidavits of support. Obviously, we don't draft those legal documents, but we witness and make sure that you're one and the same person who's attesting to that. So notarial services. If you have to recognize any documents of Filipinas, well, of course, they have to be recognized here first so they can say that it's legitimately signed by the person attesting to that document. So notarial services. Secondly, we do a lot of NBI clearances. Whilst we do not process it, we are authorized by the Philippine government to witness the fingerprinting and signing off that you are the true and correct person who is actually doing the fingerprinting. So that's the second major service. The others that we provide is a travel document. So if you're stranded, you lose your passport, but you have to go back to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. We provide a travel document that allows you to fly one way back to the Philippines without your passport, so you can fix it sa Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. We also offer visa services for those that would like to stay longer in the Philippines, especially our Australians, if they want to stay longer than 59 days, we provide that service. And also to other foreign nationals that would like to enter to the Philippines that needs a visa, such as China or India, that stays longer than 7 days. We also provide, most importantly, assistance to nationals. My team works very closely with the community, especially, unfortunately, in domestic violence. We find that some of our community members are subjected to that, but not only our community, the wider community. But the brilliant thing about our community is, whilst we speak the language, we can really culturally connect with our kapabayans, mm-hmm. and help them ground themselves while they're going through such a difficult process. So we provide assistance to nationals as well, so amongst the many array of services we do. What I'd like to clarify, however, TJ, is we do not renew passports, and we do not issue passports. That's exclusively with the Philippine Embassy.
Yun ang susunod kong itatanong sana, dahil honorary consul, para sa mga kababayan na hindi pa naiintindihan yung pagkakaiba ng konsulado at ng embahada mismo, pwede mo silang bigyan ng paliwanag, maikling paliwanag tungkol dyan?
Sure. So believe it or not, the honorary consul is actually a volunteer service. So everyone that works with my office, we're all volunteers. Because we're all volunteers, we do not have the authority to issue passports or renew passports. That's a diplomatic service where the Philippine government sends their delegates overseas, like the embassy, to issue those passports. That's a very sensitive matter, passports. And you wouldn't want anyone else but the Philippine government officials to touch a passport, mm-hmm. especially when it can easily go in the black market. So mm-hmm. we are not authorized to touch anything with respect to passport.
Mm-hmm. Parang panghuling tanong na lang sa'yo, Consul Cheryl, sa mga kababayan natin na kakapapamigrate pa lamang dito sa Queensland or paparating pa lang mula sa ibang estado or bagong dating pa lamang dito, ano yung dapat nilang mas maintindihan at mas malaman, lalo na mula sa perspektibo ng konsulado at ganoon din yung mga serbisyo na ibibigay ninyo?
Just harping back on the student, especially because we find that most of the migrants, whilst there are a lot of workers, they're usually guided by their employers. They're very well guided, like putting them in housing, directing them to medical services, access to Medicare. But this is mostly directed to our students because I find that's where they really need their assistance. So you must orientate yourself before you come to Queensland. Make sure that you have your housing set up. Make sure that you know logistically how to get from A to B. You can actually seek guidance from your student agent provider or from also the university or education center that is enrolling you. So I really ask that you find out about your housing well in advance, that you have enough for your groceries, because standard of living, TJ, as you know, across Australia has gone up, especially, and that you already have your logistics planned out, meaning you know how to use a bus system, and you also have your SIM card ready and able. So, and that you know that the Philippine consulate is actually here to assist. So we're always assisting our international students if they become stranded or if they have difficulties. They always come, reach out to our office and we can guide them accordingly.
Yun ang parang huling-huli. Paano? Ako, gusto ko ngang mag-reach out. Paano ba?
The best way is always have a look at our website, www.qldphilippineconsulate.com. You can easily do a Google search. You can call our number. We have so many queries during the day, and we can service about 60 people on telephone alone. So if you don't reach us in the first 5 minutes of your call, we will endeavor to call within 2 hours. That's a promise from my office. Or if you can't reach us by telephone, all the time, emails are tracked. I can even track the emails and monitor them. So you send it at inquiries@qldphilippineconsulate.com.
And maraming salamat, Attorney Cheryl.
Thank you so much. And have a happy Bayanihan and happy Independence Day po.
Maraming salamat si Attorney Cheryl Gabotero, Filipino Honorary Consul sa Queensland.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.